Blog Talk Radio.
Take him high. You take
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ
is in the
house today. Yes, you've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Yes, and Jesus Christ is in the house today. Hallelujah. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is in the house every day. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hello, y'all. How you doing out there? Glory to God. I want you to know that Jesus is indeed the reason for the season. And guess what? The season lasts 365 days a year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. 66 on leap year, yeah. Oh, we praising God today. God bless every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. We thank you for being in tune with what's going on today. Hallelujah. We're having a time today, hallelujah, because we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we thank you. We thank God for you, for all of you. We thank God for our Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Whose melodious voice we hear even right now. Pastor Peaches, can you give, hallelujah, the housekeeping suggestions before we go on any further?
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You're now in the classroom, and I hope you brought your textbooks.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God. Your Bible, bring your, hope you brought your composition notebooks.
Hallelujah.
Write on, write in.
Hallelujah.
Your ink pens and pencils.
Yes.
Whatever you want to write with, or your flare, your magic marker, or whatever.
Hallelujah.
And your communion elements. Hallelujah. Bring your communion elements so when we have communion, you will have it. You have your juice, your bread, your water, whatever you want to take, whatever you're going to use. Hallelujah. And I would like to make an announcement that I know previously we said that we would have a live New Year's Eve service, watch night service, but we are going to have it the same way we're having service tonight.
Virtual, yes.
It will be virtual. We will not have a live one. You will still be able to hear us over the air
10 o'clock.
From 10 to 12:30.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good morning and praise the Lord with us that way.
Hallelujah.
Do not show up at the house, at the church.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will still be able to bring in the new year praising God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll make a special announcement about how you can call and give a testimony before 12 midnight. You can call in and actually be on the air. We'll get you on the air so you can give your testimony. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. We praise God for you and for those announcements. And I just want to add that you, parents, you have some children. Glory to God. I don't care if they're 7 or 70. Get them around the phone or get them around the computer so they can listen into the Children's Corner tonight. It's going to be a blessed time. You've got to tune in for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And right now, we want you to prepare to place people's names into the atmosphere of blessing. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And we're going to send the praises up. And as we send the praises up, we're going to be putting people's names into the atmosphere. And as we are saying people's names, we don't want you just be listening to see if I recall your name. Put some people's names up in the atmosphere. You know somebody who's going through something, somebody who's sick, somebody's going through a financial problem, an emotional problem, a physical problem, a social problem. You know somebody going to God, hallelujah, and looking for a husband, looking for a wife. You know somebody looking for a job. Come on. Somebody's looking for a house, looking for a car. Come on now. You know somebody, hallelujah, that needs divine intervention. Put their names up in the atmosphere of blessing. We've had miraculous testimony. Oh my God, you're not gonna believe half of them. They say, Pastor Peter, you heard this before, haven't you? That sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Amen.
And when God steps in and does the divine work, if you were to send that to Hollywood, this won't fly because nobody would believe that this would happen. So this is not real.
Hallelujah.
God will do what he can do because there was a prophet of the 20th century said, let it do what it do. That was Ray Charles. And let God do what it do. You know what he does? He does anything he wants to do because he's sovereign. Hallelujah. But he wants to bless us. He told us in his word he wanted to bless our socks off. But anyway, hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. To put names in the atmosphere. First, we're going to dedicate this to the vessels of honor. So we're thinking about the ladies. Hallelujah. And the little girls. Hallelujah. Put the names up in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God's woman. I don't care if you're 5 or 50. You're female. You're God's woman. Hallelujah. 2 or 20. Hallelujah. You're God's woman.
That's what I want.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And that name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Bless the little of Blackwell. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Emily Curtis.
Dorothy. Hallelujah.
Dixie Lee.
Hallelujah. Alicia.
Teresa Mealy.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glenda Blanchard again. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And now, hallelujah. You mighty men of valor. You think about some mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. We want to put their names up in the atmosphere as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland.
Hallelujah.
Rakeem.
James Banks.
Pastor Lewis Wright.
Green Battle.
Justin Harper. Hallelujah. Pastor Dwight Smith.
Jacob, I'll go through the valley, understanding with death, the Lord is my shepherd.
Damon, LeVon, D'Artagnan, hallelujah.
Warfare, I'm not calling.
Tommy Orne, Larry Orne.
Thomas Bennett.
Hallelujah.
Wild me bony.
Hallelujah. Kayvon.
Campbell, John Campbell.
Another Antonio.
Carter. Mr. Cedric.
Hallelujah. Here it is. After this selection,
hallelujah.
You you will hear the melodious, the awesome, the talented, the blessed, the anointed voice of none other than Pastor William A. Peachesburg with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah.
Of another year. Hallelujah, Jesus. A year that God has shown himself so strong in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are thanking God for our life, our health, our strength, and for all that he has done and is doing for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I have a question for you. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going from here? Today is the 29th of December. In a few days, we will be starting a new year. And we are getting ready to go into new year. And a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And maybe not. Some people set goals for the new year, goals that they want to meet. First of all, we have to forget those things which are behind and press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. There, and also there's another scripture that says there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. A lot of times we set goals and things that we want to reach, and sometimes we fall short.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we beat ourselves up. God doesn't beat us up.
Romans 8:1. Hallelujah.
God don't beat you up. That's our own self. And we say, oh, we should have, could have, would have, and then say, oh, I wish I had it, and I didn't, and we beat ourselves up, and oh, woe is me. No, forget whatever goals you didn't meet. Hallelujah. For in Christ Jesus, you can do all things, okay? Maybe you want to get a better, maybe you want to get better grades, then put a plan in place for better studying habits and a better, and maybe a lengthier time, a certain time in the evening when you're gonna study, okay? If it's a part-time job you want, then do the first thing and get permission from your parents. Make sure it's okay, okay? And then you'll be able to show them, hey, Mom, Dad, I'm improving in my grades. My grades are coming up. They're stabilized. I'm doing good. So would it be okay for me to get a part-time job, okay? It's all about making a plan. Okay, there's a cliche that goes like this. A person that fails to plan, plans to fail. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Write it down. Set a goal. Write it down. Put it up on the wall. Put it on the refrigerator. Every time you go into the refrigerator, make a copy of it. Put it in the on the bathroom mirror. Keep it before you. Every time you seem like you may feel like, good Lord, am I really going to reach? Say, Lord, I thank you that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Remind yourself, hey, you got God got your back. God can help. God is there. He's an ever-present helper in time of trouble. Hallelujah. And whatever your dream is, go after it.
Yeah.
And stay away from the dream killers. Okay? I'm going to read John 14. Let me see. 14 and 12 through 14. Okay? Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, and we always have to keep ourselves fortified in the scripture, in the word of God, okay? John 14, starting with the 12th verse, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father, okay? Because you're going to consult God with everything that you're going, all your goals and all, you're going to put them before the Lord. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord. Put it before him. God, this is what I want. Lord God, I want to be on the altar. Lord, I want to be on the dean's list. You just going into college? You're still a young person. You're still a youth. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be on the dean's list. Lord, I want good grades. Lord, I want a part-time job. Lord, I want this. I want that. The Lord hears you. God will honor you. You because you're honoring him. So therefore, he will honor you. Write your goals down and submit it up to the Lord. You know how the movie The Lion King, they put the little baby up in and just offer the little lion up. Offer up those requests you wrote down on a piece of paper. Offer them up to the Lord. Offer them to the Lord. And God hears you. Say, God, I'm honoring you. Lord God, I know you can bless everything that's on this piece of paper.
Oh yeah, but
whenever your parents give you a couple dollars, honor God out of whatever they give you. So then when you start working, you're going to honor God out of that too. It's going to already be in your heart to sow unto the Lord. When you sow your tithe and offering unto God, it won't be a hard thing when you start working and you're getting a paycheck and you're going to look at that growth and you're going to honor God out of that growth that's on there. It's going to already be ingrained in you. It's going to already be. And you know what? God's going to honor you. Because you honor him. And there is nothing that he will not withhold from you. There is nothing that he won't give you because he knows that he can trust you with it. Bless the name of Jesus. There won't be. He know if you honor him in finances, he won't be afraid to put more finances in your hands. Because he knows that because you didn't already show him that money don't have you. You have the money, and you're going to do the right thing with the money.
Got to give. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Because he'll know that you can't be controlled by it. Because it all belongs to him. And you're going to show him that whatever he says do with it, that's what you're going to do.
Goodness.
So he's going to take you to heights unknown. Hallelujah. Now, young people will be looking at you and say, how did you get that? How did you do that? You'll be able to tell them and be able to win them over to the Lord with your testimony. I honor God. And don't be ashamed. Say, I honor God. And this is how God is honoring me.
Hallelujah.
And you'll be able to invite your friends to church. You'll be able to invite your friends to give their hearts to the Lord. And you know what? They're going to do it because they're going to look at your life and say, wow, man. Oh, wow. You're going to be an example unto them. You're going to be an example to them, and God is going to bless your life. He's going to bless your socks off. You will be able to obtain items, heights in this life that other people wish they could, and or that other people reach later on in life. But God will bless you to get to those places sooner in your age, like in your 20s. Be able to have a home in your 20s versus in your 40s or 50s. If you know why? Because you're honoring God out of your finances, and God's going to show you how to do this. God's going to show you how to do that. God's going to honor you. And you're going to be wondering, stand back, scratch your head like, I don't know how I did it either.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to be, and God is just going to, he's just going to wow you out. Because you ain't going to know how you got there, but God does, and God will. And there's nothing that he won't bless you with, because he'll know that he can trust you with it.
Hallelujah.
So write down your goals. Forget whatever things you done failed at in the past. I'm not looking backwards, because you can't drive forward looking backwards. You know that, right?
Amen. So
therefore, you got to look forward, set your goals, write them down, submit them unto God. Lord, this is where I want to go. Thank you, Lord God, for taking me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Bishop Bird.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation and glory.
Hallelujah.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one.
Therefore,
come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Amen.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
What everybody else says, the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is.
He is one.
Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Wonderful. Where the alto? Come on, alto. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. Where the soprano singers? Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. You declare it. You make it say it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the First Baptist Church Combined Choir. He's great singers, he's musicians.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Pastor's Corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, for the Pastor's Corner. I'm going to get it right, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
It's all right.
The Children's Corner. And a couple of things he said just resonated with me. But one was that don't let money have you. You have money.
Mm.
I thought that was really cool. It was something else he said. I'll remember it sometime before midnight tonight.
But hallelujah.
Awesome to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're right, your vision. I heard that.
Amen. Amen.
And what you were saying, right to vision. And don't look at the failures and of the past.
That's right.
Because you know, they're just stepping stones to the victory in your present and future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to the press towards the mark for the prize.
Amen.
Children as well. You can make it.
Amen. That's right.
There's an A in your class. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, A stands for the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. You got an A and you got an O. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega. God is with you. God wants you to be excellent. God wants you to excel. And so you can do that with his help. He will help you. So I thank you again for that awesome Children's Corner on today. And so, hallelujah, we have a question. I want to ask. Boy, I tell you, let me see. Now, this is the Rafa Room, and we got to ask one of the children a question. Let me see. Can you raise your hand, children? Let me call on somebody to answer this question. let's see. Let me the child over there, a little Peaches. Pastor Peaches, I got to ask you this question, Cynthia. Set your hands up. You didn't have to put both hands up. You could you could have just put one up. But anyway, what time is it?
Communion time.
Well, bless the Lord. Yes, it is. It's time for the meal that heals. It's time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And, of course, you know, we've already prepared you for this, so we know that you're ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 30.
Hallelujah.
That's where we are. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word today.
Listening.
We thank you, Lord, for a holy communion on today. Hallelujah. 2 days before a new year, oh God, we thank you for Holy Communion.
Yes, yes,
yes. Your word says within that scripture, within the text, to examine ourselves. And we do just that right now. Lord, glory to God. We do understand that the name of the Lord, Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Well, you know what? Hallelujah. We need to run to the name of the Lord so that we can become the righteousness of hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, we are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. So we need to step on into getting into Christ. There may be somebody under the sound of my voice that doesn't know Christ in the pardoning of their sins, this is the opportune time. Hallelujah. And as we say your covenant names aloud, God, you become that to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the number one covenant name, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, is Jehovah Tsidkenu. the Lord our righteousness. Hallelujah. The Lord our righteousness. And Father God, we repent right now of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Thank you.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. We surrender to you now, God.
Thank you,
Lord, hallelujah, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, God, Lord, your word says to examine ourselves. Can we do it? We understand, we comprehend, we fully are aware of what your body and blood has done for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Glory Shakarita. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Amen.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it, hallelujah, and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12, hallelujah, verse 12 and 13, hallelujah, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the children. sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maya the Busha. Yahweh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Thank you, God.
This is my new heritage that I'm leaving to you, my gifts that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Thank you.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Yes.
Mm. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15. Verse 26, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Mm. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, mm. and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. Mm. When I see the blood, when I see the blood,
I will pass over you. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones.
Thank you, God.
Our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our steps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my honorable Chakana, we thank you that the blood of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Already covers us as we,
hallelujah,
as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Mm. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah that Tishbite, we thank you that, hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire.
Fire.
Against us and our family, every spell, every hex.
Fire.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For your boshakara da boshada da boshada da. Hallelujah. Boshakara boshada. For your boshakara da da da. For your boshada da boshada da.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to nothing, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. May you have a hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember it, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember, oh God. We remember, oh God. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for a family daily confession. Hallelujah. And we speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. They speak in their place. We speak for them. We stand as if they're speaking. We are standing in the gap for them. Even the ones that don't even have sense enough to call on your name, Jesus, we're standing for them today. Hallelujah. And we're speaking according to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. Get it right. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, the full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts of ministry and health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him who is able to
keep us from falling
and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty,
dominion and
power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
I got to ask you another question.
Hallelujah. Go for it, Pastor.
Who's in the house?
Jesus, yes, he is in the house.
You say, who's in the house?
J.C. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I snuck that one on you, didn't I, Pastor Beach?
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
All right. Now, can I ask you another question? Since you're the answer woman, there used to be a man on TV called the answer man, but I found the answer woman in radio. Hallelujah. The answer woman. Now, what time is it?
All right. Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, blessed be God. But who could shall Adonai? Blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save and fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Let your anointing and your blessings and your majesty break forth on the left and on the right hand, north, east, south, and west, in the land, O God. Hallelujah. All over the world, O God. Hallelujah. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice, O God. Hallelujah. Father God, give them a harvest on the good seed sown tonight, O God. 30, 60, 100 fold return, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. Deuteronomy 1:11. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy, to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We cast every plan, every device, and every strategy. Everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy the word that shall come forth. You are defeated already. Hallelujah. We evict you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Father God, now we give you the glory. And we give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Earl is going to decrease. Lord, we ask that you would increase.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for using your humble servant.
Amen.
However you want to use me tonight.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
God. We've just been having a wonderful time this whole holiday season. Our holiday season lasts from January 1st through December
30th.
Hallelujah. We praise God all year long. I know.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We hope that Christ is born in somebody's heart every day of the year, two or three times a day, maybe 200,000 or 300,000 times a day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Now, Pastor Paul, Lord, I tell you, I just love calling your name out there. Pastor Peaches, could you read some scriptures to us right now? Just where they are, the addresses of the scriptures?
Yes.
Yes. Will you please do that for us right now?
Okay. Our scriptures we have from Sunday?
Yes. From the supposedly the pastor's corner on Sunday.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
All righty.
Yeah.
Psalms chapter 34, verse 8.
Hmm.
Psalms 103, verses 20 through 22.
Hmm.
Isaiah 43, verses 19 and 26. 2 Kings 19, verse 35, and Psalms 23:6.
Hmm. Is that it?
Yep.
Wow. How many scriptures was that?
Only 5.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Bless the Lord.
Say what?
Bless the Lord.
Oh, you said bless the Lord. And I think I heard some folks echoing what you said out there, because their pens couldn't write that fast. But if you need to call Pastor Peaches later on and get the scriptures, call her. Don't call me. You know, call her, and she'll give you the scriptures. Hallelujah. If you missed any of them, praise God. But anyway, thank you, Jesus, for your word today. There was a man named Jah.
I couldn't find any praise in your library, so instead, 106.1, provided by Aug.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't call on Siri. Siri was doing something on its own. Let me begin again. I'm going to begin again. There was a man named Jah. And we know he was sent by God. Because many, many thousands of people heard his voice. Many people's lives were helped because of his voice, because of what he shared and the way he shared it. This John was born February 26th, 1916, and passed away June 24th, 1987. You say that's not the John you were thinking about. Is that right? Did I get you again, Pastor Peaches? His name was actually John Herbert Gleason, and for over 20 years, he was the host of some shows on TV which were, in the top echelon of TV shows. Now, his stage name was Jackie.
Yes.
Aha, gotcha. Jackie Gleason. And his signature program was called The Honeymooners. And one of the things that he said that was like his signature comment, he had to say this on every show, was what?
How sweet it is.
How sweet it is.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's the title of today's message.
Praise God. How sweet it is.
Go to the first scripture.
Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Be good. Now, I need to get y'all to understand this. So I've got to talk about somebody else. This guy's name was Harlan. Glory to God. And he was born September 9th, 1890. And he passed away December 16th, 1980. But the significant part of this gentleman is that when he was 65, see, sometimes it's never too late.
Amen.
To do what God put you here to do.
Amen.
He started something, or he amplified something that went all around the world and is still around today. And the governor of Kentucky gave him an honorary title. They called him Colonel. He never was in the military. His name was Harlan Sanders. You know him? The old gentleman with the white beard?
Yeah.
The 55 chicken? It has affected the state and the world so much that the governor of that state said, wow, you've helped us so much. You employed so many people. You've changed our economy. You blessed us so much that I'm just bestowing you. You are now a Colonel Sanders, and the rest is history. But I added him in this little description, the little story, because one of his things that you almost always saw in the commercials, I don't know if they're in there now, but glory to God. He said, his chicken tastes so good, it was finger-licking good. I was kissing my fingers. the seasonings off your fingers. Well, I've got news for you. I know somebody. Hallelujah. If you get a hold of him, the residue of his
medication
in your life.
Yes.
His finger licking good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The only one in the world that's allergic to Jesus Christ is the devil. He's scared of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all the devil's minions are scared of them too. But anyway, I'll read the next scripture.
Next scripture is Psalms 103:20-22.
Okay. When you get there, say amen.
Amen. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. The Lord, O my soul.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I need to let you know that this particular scripture is talking about two sets of folk.
Hallelujah.
The host of heaven, those are angels. The ministers down here, that's you. I mean, we are ministers of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, I think. Something like that, 17, 15. Well, we'll find it. Hallelujah. The bottom line is that we're ministers of reconciliation. I think it is 17. Hallelujah. But the significant part here is that if you get in Christ, not only is he finger-licking good, not only is how sweet it is, to trust in him, somebody, the song says, hallelujah, you will find residue of his blessings on your stuff because you trust in him. That next scripture is going to kind of home in on what I'm trying to say. What's that next scripture?
Isaiah 43:19-26.
Go there. When you get there, say amen. See, y'all need to understand, now the angels and for ministers of reconciliation. Go ahead.
Isaiah 43:19-26.
Okay, go ahead.
Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall come, and now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Okay.
Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
That you may be righteous in your decisions and your movement. The thing, you got to bring God in remembrance of his word. Now, what we're saying right here is that, look here, he's sweet. Hallelujah. You get in him, and he in you, there's going to be residues. You're looking good. You'll be able to do things that you thought you couldn't do. I mean, he's going to do a new thing in your life. He's going to do a new thing in your family. He's going to do a new thing in your job, in your church, in your community. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will do it. Yes, he will. Why? How do you know this? Well, here's why. Now, go to that next. What's that next scripture?
2 Kings.
Yeah, this is it. Come on down.
19:35. And it came to pass that night.
Wait a minute, before you read it. See, you have been assigned angels, part of the heavenly host, to work for you. That's why you folks that have not put your angels to work you're missing the point. You're missing the boat. You don't know how sweet it is until you put your angels to work, and then you remind God of what he said. That's why you got to say the word, because here is what one angel can do. Go ahead, read.
And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out.
Wait, stop there. Angel or angels?
No S.
No S. Okay.
The angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. Went
85,000, by the way. A score is 20. Y'all add that up. Go ahead.
And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
They saw dead corpses all over the place?
Yep.
See, you don't understand the power and the anointing that you have. You're walking around with your head down to the ground, and God said, lift up their eyes into the hills from which cover your help. The angels of the Lord come down, and they assist you. They're ready to do what thus saith the Lord. You got to say what God says. When you start saying what God says, I'm going to tell you, watch out. In one night, one of your angels shall slay 185,000 of the enemy. Well, he said, killing the people, killing those demon forces. Because, those Syrians represent the demons. He represents the enemy who comes against the people of God. Are you a child of the king?
Amen. Amen.
It seems like the whole host of heaven, a whole host of hell is coming against you. Well, the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? Because you, I'm talking about you, got angels. I don't care if you're 5 or 50. I don't care if you're 7 or 70. You got angels that are encamped around you. You got angels, goodness and mercy, that are going to follow you all the days of your life. Holler, you got angels that watch of your guardian. It's not like a guardian angel. You got scores of angels. Listen. That was 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35. One angel in one night. Ain't going to take a year. Ain't going to take 10 years. Ain't going to take 20 years. In one night. When you remind God of what he said, because he honors his word.
Amen.
He puts his word above himself. Psalms 138, verse 2. You got to understand that. You give him his word back. That's why I keep telling you to get in his word. And you'll find how sweet it is. How sweet it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And finger.
Looking good.
Finger looking good. Because, see, you no longer will have to walk around being looking defeated, looking like something that the dove drug home. Hallelujah. You can walk around with your head up high. Hallelujah. Walking like you're walking 2 feet above the ground because you are a victor. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, God always cause you to triumph in Christ Jesus. You stay in Christ, that's what you got. You got the victory, hallelujah. I've got the victory,
hallelujah.
Every knee must bow,
every tongue confess his Lord.
Lord of Lords. See, you got to understand that if you want your life to be finger-licking good, you want the residue of the blessings of the Lord to not just be on your fingers, but be on your children's hands and head and in their lives and your nephews and your cousins and your nieces, your grandchildren. And you want the residue of the blessings of the Lord even on your cat and dog. Go ahead to God. Stay in Christ. Keep praising and magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. Oh, come on now. Now, some of you, I know some of you, you're cooking, but you don't taste what you're eating, but what you're trying to serve to others. Oh, taste. see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Blessed is the man. Empowered to prosper is the man or woman who trusts God. I tell you, I submit to you tonight to trust God, to believe on God, to lean on the everlasting arm. Hallelujah. To trust him today. Stop trying to glory to God. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Don't lean on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What that scripture say, Pastor Peters?
In all thy ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path.
He shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is going to bless your socks off when you begin to understand, hallelujah, him. And see, you can't just be around the kitchen when they're cooking a good meal. You can't just be smelling the aroma of a good meal. Come on now. You can't just be looking at the beautiful presentation of a good meal. Come on. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Because somebody, oh, glory to God. Some people can fish a meal so good, you need to snap that shot of that and put it in a magazine. That's how it looks so good. But it's not enough to just look at it. It's not enough to smell it. It's not enough to hear about it. It's not enough to tell somebody about it. But you got to do what?
Taste it.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is the man that trusts in him. It's time to trust God today. Hallelujah. You getting ready to go into another year? Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, this is a year of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Year of blessing. Hallelujah. You're talking about the roaring 20s during the 20th century. Guess what? We got another roaring 20s. You got to be in the right position to receive a God. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. It's time for you to jump in. You have been walking around the swimming pool. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to swim one day. Hallelujah. I'm going to get in one day. Hallelujah. One day, someday I got news for you. Someday I will never come until you jump in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can walk around the pool 10 times. You can look at the water. You can see, oh, how clean it looks. You can, hallelujah, you can dance around the pool. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can dance around the diving board. Hallelujah. You can do hand flips around the pool. But you ain't going to get the hallelujah. Glory to God. The blessings of swimming. You ain't going to learn how to swim. Hallelujah. You can read all the books you want to read. Hallelujah. You can hear all the stories and testimonies you want to testify. But until you get in the water, until you jump in to Christ, you won't be able to taste and see that the water is good. Hallelujah. Come in because the water is good. Hallelujah. Oh, it's warm in here. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Lord in here. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You taste and see that the Lord is good. And then you can tell somebody. Glory to God. Your countenance will change. You can tell somebody, oh, how sweet it is. How sweet what? How sweet it is to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to, I don't know the rest of the words of the song. That's what I'm trying to tell all of you. Jesus,
how I trust him, how I
prove him
more and more.
Prove him. How do you do it? You taste boy, that tastes good. I wonder why, Chloe Shakata, the water. You wonder why we do communion every day. I'm tasting Jesus again. I'm letting all of the blessings of the crucifixion, of his life, of his sacrifice, come over me every day of the year, twice sometimes, three or four times sometimes. Come on now. Oh, yeah, well, we've done it three times. I don't think we've ever done it four times in one day. But we've done it three times. At least I've done it three times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in one day. You know, we say, why you do that? Because there's a residual blessing. You know, I don't. Look here now. You know, come on now. Y'all remember, you're old enough, you remember when Mama was making that ice cream at home and had to, you were turning and turning and turning and finally made the ice cream. And you know what she said? She gave me that little, I don't know what you call it, and he said, you can have this to lick on it. And he licked on the residue on that ice cream. And you know what I'm talking about, just, peaches?
Yeah, my daddy made it.
Uh-huh. And you would lick it. They would give you that because you turned it, because you had to turn that thing. And you turn it and turn it. And they gave you so you could taste it. And you tasted it. And tell me, was it good?
Yes. Yeah.
You taste and see that the Lord.
Oh, it's good.
Look here. Don't stand on the outside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't stand on the outside of the swimming pool and say, that water look good. Hallelujah. Jump in. Come on now. Don't stand on the outside of God's blessing. Hallelujah. And you look at other folks and you see folks, you know, they were down and out and all of a sudden they're the head of a Fortune 500 company. Come on now. So how did that happen? That happened overnight. No, it didn't happen. No, they went through. But they went in the water. Went in the water. They went in the water. They didn't go to stay, but their soul got happy. They stayed all day. Then the Lord blessed them. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm getting a lot of these little songs coming up in the air. Hallelujah. Somebody pray for me real quick. But anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. But look at Samantha now. Hallelujah. How sweet it is. I want you to know God is sweet. He's sweeter than a honeycomb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all need to get into him. Because, see, that's how you get blessed. You don't get blessed in your mess if you don't get into God. See, God is going to get you out of your mess. He's going to turn your mess into a message. Hallelujah. Your test is going to blow you away until you allow God to turn your test into a testimony. Do you hear what I'm saying today? Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You got to trust God. You got to, hallelujah, stand on his word. Stand on his promises, and there's yea and amen in him. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, glory to God. If you want to add something, and then I'm gonna stop right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. God, Pastor Peaches,
God is good.
You want to add to all of what I said there?
God is good. God is good. God is good. And along in the more every day, he gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Hallelujah. And as you think you've seen it all, he's gonna show you something else. He's going to show you when you think you've known everything about him. I compare him to a diamond, a multifaceted diamond. When you look at your diamond and you hold it, one way you see one color. You hold your, move your hand, you may see red. Move your hand again, you may see blue. You think, oh my gosh, I didn't see, oh wow, that's really beautiful. I done seen all the colors. And when you think you done seen all the colors, when you think you've seen everything and know everything about the Lord, because he done brought you through so much, you turn your head, you see something, you see another color of the diamond, you see something else about the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll never, ever know.
Hallelujah.
Everything there is about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The longer you live, the more he's going to show you himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When life brings situations, God's going to show you, oh, I can bring you out this. You want what? Oh, I can bless you with that. Hallelujah. As long as we live, God is going to show you himself.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
How sweet it is. It's sweet to trust in him.
Yes.
And just to take him at his word.
Yes.
Trust God, y'all. Stop, you trust God. Stop trusting everybody but God. Look. Some of you folks are afraid to get the vaccine. Go get it and trust God. Well, it make my arm sore. But what do you rather have, an arm sore or you in the hospital on a ventilator? You choose today. You know, God didn't give you fear. Fear came from somebody else. Fear comes from the outside. It don't come from the inside. God gives you grace and mercy. But God gives you power and love and a sound mind. It's a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for y'all to taste God. To understand that he loves you, and the doctors are part of his program, not apart from his program. Hallelujah. God is trying to bless everybody, trying to keep you safe, because 2022 is coming. And if you put yourself in the right position, hallelujah, glory to God, you know, have the right character. You know, I love joy, peace, long suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness, and justice. You have that going for yourself. You'll be in the right position to receive the blessings of the Lord in 2022. He'll take you through in 2022. You'll get to your destiny in 2022 because he loves you and he cares for you. Taste and see that I am good and that I'm God of my word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you do it. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. Father God, we thank you, God, for what you shared tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold return that you're giving to those who heard the word and received the word tonight. Father God, we ask that you have them not just be a hearer, but a doer of the word as well. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for them jumping in and putting you as part of their life, surrendering to you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing them right now, every home under the sound of my voice, in Jesus' name. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. The broadcast goes off, 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And please remember, we will not be having a live service New Year's Eve, the Watch Night service. It will be virtual. Hallelujah. You can dial the same number that you listened to us on tonight, and that is how you'll be able to hear us on for our New Year's Eve service. Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.